It's been 30 years since gay activist Harvey Milk was elected to San Francisco's Board of Supervisors. He served less than a year. In 1978, he was murdered, along with San Francisco Mayor George Moscone, by former supervisor Dan White. Milk's life was the subject of an acclaimed documentary, The Times of Harvey Milk. Now Gus Van Sant has directed a feature film called Milk, starring Sean Penn. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's tempting to describe the biopic Milk as a hagiography, a life of a saint and martyr. But that wouldn't be entirely apt, since the movie is buoyant and exhilarating, and since it pointedly reverses the usual trajectory. Instead of forswearing the flesh for a life of the spirit, Sean Penn's Harvey Milk reaches the spirit by surrendering to the flesh, big time. His salvation begins in 1970, on the eve of his 40th birthday, when he picks up a young Midwestern stud in a New York City subway station. After happy sex, Milk lies beside Scott Smith, played by James Franco, and muses on the life he has lived, his sexual orientation under wraps. Emboldened, he sets off with his new lover for San Francisco's Castro District, for a life to be lived above ground, in the light. With arrivals pouring in, the Castro is a burgeoning gay ecosystem, and director Gus Van Sant and cinematographer Harris Savides have an easy, open touch, as if they're shooting a documentary. Unlike Brokeback Mountain, the gay couplings aren't hallowed. Every smooch doesn't carry the weight of the world. The characters are just doing what comes naturally, even when it's done by hetero actors like Penn. Penn's transformation is startling. I've never seen smile lines on his face, yet here they are, crevices, going deep. His voice is light, minus low tones. He's unprecedentedly giddy. There's anger, but it never festers. It's channeled into political action. In the tedious remake of All the King's Men, Penn put method acting pauses in the scenes of Willie Stark finding his soapbox voice. He seemed too inward to play a rabble-rouser. Here, he shakes off method self-attention. For Milk, the personal became political, and Penn opens the windows to his character's soul and gets visibly high on the breeze. Milk becomes an activist almost immediately. He organizes a boycott of businesses in the neighborhood that are hostile to gays. When that's successful, he sets out to become the first openly gay elected office holder in San Francisco. There's a small amount of drama within the gay community. Milk butts heads with the cautious owner of the magazine, The Advocate. But when he wins office on the third try, the threats come from outside, from Anita Bryant's anti-gay ballot initiatives, and later, Milk's murderer, fireman-turned-supervisor Dan White, played by Josh Brolin in a bowl haircut. In an attempt to be friendly, White shows up at Milk's office as Milk confers with aides, among them Emile Hirsch as bespectacled activist Cleve Jones.
Okay. First order of business to come out of this office is the citywide gay rights ordinance, just like the one that Anita shot down in Dade County. What do you think, Lovis Blossom?
I think it's good. It's not great.
Okay, so make it brilliant. We want Anita's attention here in San Francisco. I want her to bring her fight to us. We need a unanimous vote. We need headlines.
Dan White is not going to vote for this.
Dan White will be fine. Dan White is just uneducated. You'll teach him.
Hey, Harv, committee meets at 9:30. Hey, you guys. Say, did you get the invitation to my son's christening? I invited a few of the other soups, too.
Oh, well, I'll be there.
Great. Thanks.
Are you going?
I would let him christen me if it means he's going to vote for the gay rights ordinance. We need allies.
I think he can
hear everyone.
Jesus.
I don't think he heard you.
Is it just me, or is he cute?
Brolin's Dan White is riveting, the only character in the movie with a meaty subtext. Although it's not always clear what that subtext is, the approach of Van Sant and screenwriter Dustin Lance Black isn't overly psychological. We know White's a homophobe. Milk thinks he's a closet case. We see he's desperate to keep his job and feels let down by Milk on the legislative front. In any case, Milk doesn't see the bullets coming. He's too elated by the theater of politics, by exercising power for the first time. Lovers drift in and out, but we're not entirely sure how Milk could possibly take in a Mexican lover played by Diego Luna, who is so obviously nuts. The film doesn't probe too deeply, possibly because people from Milk's orbit are still around and were around the set. More likely because the filmmakers mean to inspire future generations of gay activists. It turns out to be a timely message with the passage of Proposition 8 in Milk's old stomping grounds. Good as Sean Penn is, it's too bad he didn't have a chance to show Milk before his gay emergence. Not because we need to see the same old coming out of the closet story, but because the before picture, Milk Among the Straights, would give the after picture more weight. But these are quibbles. Milk is one of the most heartfelt portraits of a politician ever made. The personal and the political aren't just hand in hand. They dance.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.